Thank you, sir. Next item, Richard G. Pullen, item number 060626. Mr. McGinnis.
Mr. Pullen is requesting authorization to install 170 linear feet of concrete bulkhead, to install three 50-foot long by 2.5-foot wide concrete groins, and to replace the dilapidated concrete boat ramp with a 12-foot wide by 25-foot long concrete community boat ramp adjacent to his property situated on the Rappahannock River in Caroline County. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits are going to be required, and the project is protested by adjacent and nearby property owners. Kathy, could I have the lights, please? This project is in Caroline County, and as you may remember from some previous projects we've had, Caroline County does not have a wetlands board, and therefore the commission will be acting as the wetlands board. This project is located on the Rappahannock River, near Portobago Bay. You see on the map here, this is the county line, Essex County here to the east and King George County to the north. And again, it's in this little community at the end of a road leading from Route 17. And this is Mr. Pullen's property here, shown in yellow. It's actually two lots. And this is Mr. Carr, the protestant, shown in red, his property immediately downstream. We did also receive a verbal objection by somebody else here in the community, and I'll get into that here. Just a plat here showing that his lots 3A and lot 4. To explain to the commission, just as some background information, there is a deeded access or easement across his property along between the two lots, lots 3 and lots 4. It's in dispute between Mr. Pullen and some of the neighbors. There's a dirt road that leads off to a boat ramp here. Some of the neighbors feel they have rights to that and are concerned about the project impacting those rights. See, again, the applicant is proposing to install 170 linear feet of bulkhead. And just to give you the blue is representing the water. And he also has proposed a private pier, but though it is exempt from permits by statute. The red here shows the location and alignment of the 170 linear feet of bulkhead. In addition, he's proposing three groins, 50 feet in length, and 2.5 foot in width. And then here in yellow is the proposed boat ramp, which is in a location of an existing boat ramp that is currently in bad shape. Again, just a cross section here. This is showing the location here of the T-head concrete bulkhead, and then the groin going out and ending here at mean low water. There is some grading proposed at the bank behind the proposed bulkhead, but that in itself is outside the commission's jurisdiction. This is the proposed boat ramp. Again, the water in blue. In yellow is shown the approximate location and dimensions of the existing boat ramp. And here, yellow with the red outline, is the proposed boat ramp. And this is on the property line. Mr. Carr, the protestant's property, is on this side here. And I believe this line here represents a fence line, which is approximately the property line. Mr. Pullen here on the left. These are just some cut sheet drawings of the groin structures. They are a T-wall similar to the road barriers you see along the interstates. This drawing here shows the terminus where it does slope down. And this is the design for the concrete boat ramp. These are concrete structures, similar to what you might see as a parking concrete curb in a parking lot. They're stacked end to end, side by side, to create a concrete platform or boat ramp. And this is just a cross section of those. This drawing here shows the community, and from what staff has been able to determine, just about every property owner in this community has rights to a deeded access across Mr. Pullen's property. Staff made every attempt to contact each property owner that Mr. Pullen was able to identify to make them aware of the proposed project. Again, there is property shown in red. I'm going to give us a little bit about the details. By letter dated March 30th, Mr. James Carr, the adjacent property owner on the downstream side, stated his objection to the proposed project. Mr. Carr's concerns appear to be related to the potential impact of the groins to his downstream property, the proposed grading of the bank adjacent to his property for access to the proposed boat ramp, and the loss of his deeded right of access in its current location. Mr. Carr followed up that with a second letter dated September 10th, 2006, in which he reiterated his concerns on the project, including the three groins. I did confer with Mr. Carr, and he did not have any objection to the covered roof portion over Mr. Pullen's proposed pier, so that portion of the project was exempt from the permit. In addition to the objections we've received by Mr. Carr, staff has spoken by telephone with Ms. Angela Hensley Lay, representing her father, Mr. Carl Hensley, a nearby property owner with rights to the access, deeded access across the applicant's property, along with the use of the boat ramp. Ms. Hensley Lay has expressed her objection to Mr. Pullen's proposed project and is concerned over the potential loss of their current access to the river and boat ramp. Virginia Institute of Marine Science Shoreline Permit Application Report, dated September 13, 2006, states that the shoreline appears to be relatively stable and does not show much damage from the recent tropical storm Ernesto. In VIMS's opinion, if an erosion control structure is considered justified, the use of riprap is the preferred alternative to dissipate wave energy and lessen the potential for scour of existing wetlands by reflected wave energy. They also recommend relocating and minimizing the width of the proposed boat ramp to lessen the adverse impacts to vegetated and non-vegetated wetlands. VIMS does not recommend the installation of groins since they would directly impact vegetated wetlands. There does not appear to be adequate sand in the system to justify the use of groins, and because their design is not low profile and would exacerbate downdrift impacts. The report goes on to state that compensation should be considered for all unavoidable impacts to tidal wetlands. No other agencies have raised concerns or objections to the project. And I'll just take a second here to go through some ground shots of the property. In this shot here, we're standing approximately on the spot where the boat ramp is being proposed, and we're looking upstream. You can see the remaining pilings of an old pier structure that was here, and some vegetation that this shot here was taken back in early summer. This is a shot a little bit further upstream, but in the same general location, looking the same direction. This is just a couple of weeks ago, right after the tropical storm went through. And the opinion of staff and the representative from VIMS who was there that day, there was very little erosion on site. There was a lot of debris that had been washed up, but for the most part, Mr. Pullen fared very well. Again, this is a shot from earlier in the summer, looking downstream, the opposite direction now. And you see the bank here that they're proposing to grade back is currently highly vegetated and seems to be fairly stable. The boat ramp is just on the other side of these trees here. Again, some of the vegetation that was present along the shoreline. This is the location of the boat ramp. You can see here there's a concrete pad that's now broken up into several pieces and is now habited by vegetated wetlands that are growing up through the broken concrete. And you can see here that the actual pad will be a little bit larger than the old one, so there is some vegetation that will be impacted by the new boat ramp as well. To get into our summary and recommendation, while staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestants, we believe that the issues concerning the deeded access easement of the proposed and the proposed grading of the bank are upland issues outside of the commission's jurisdiction. However, in light of the comments and recommendations provided by THEMS and the objections of the protestants, and in consideration of the requirements of Section 28.2.1302.9, as well as the wetlands guidelines and wetlands mitigation compensation policy, staff cannot support approval of the proposed groins since there appears to be little need or justification for their use, and the resulting impacts to downstream property owners may be significant. Staff would prefer to see the use of riprap rather than a vertical bulkhead, but after considering the minor impacts of the bulkhead, which is aligned at the uppermost limit of tidal wetlands, staff is not inclined to recommend denial of that portion of the proposed project. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, since impacts resulting from the use of tidal wetlands and state-owned submerged land can be avoided or should be minimal, and after considering all the factors contained in sections 28.2.1205A and 28.2.1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the bulkhead and community boat ramp be approved as proposed, but that the three proposed groins be denied. Staff recommends a royalty in the amount of $90 be assessed for the encroachment of the community boat ramp over 180 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. If the commission chooses to approve the groins, staff would recommend the assessment of a royalty for that encroachment at the same rate. Should the commission choose to approve the project as proposed, staff would recommend that the permit not be issued until an acceptable compensation plan consistent with our wetlands mitigation compensation policy and designed to offset the anticipated wetland loss has been provided to and approved by staff. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I believe that the applicant and his agent are both here, and the protestants, some of them were considering coming. I don't know if any are here.
Thank you, Ben. Questions for Mr. McGinnis or staff? Let's see. Mr. Fox first, and then Mr.
In your analysis, in the staff's analysis, did you conclude, apparently you concluded that the size of the proposed boat ramp is okay, even though VIMS thought that the boat ramp perhaps should be smaller? What's the justification?
I think the width of the boat ramp is fairly standard for what we would see as a community boat ramp, and it is intended to serve not just Mr. Pullen, but all those people that have the deeded access across his property. I think Mr. Pullen is probably going to address that, but I think he's attempting to move that easement to the other side of his property to, for whatever reason. But there's a number of families that will have use to it, so I think that the width is appropriate for the use.
Would you be able to put two boats in simultaneously, or just one?
I think just one at one time, but I think it gives the allowance for, you know, those who might be using that who aren't familiar with using boat ramps. It's 12 foot standard width.
Nice way of putting it. Mr. Shea?
But there is a dispute whether these people will be able to use this boat ramp. Is that correct?
I don't think that that in itself is in dispute. I think that what's in dispute is the actual location of how they'll be able to drive to get to the boat ramp. Again, Mr. Pullen can get into that. But
okay. I just feel a little concerned about approving a boat ramp, a community-sized boat ramp, for a possibility of a community not being able to use it.
Right. And I don't think that from what Mr. Pullen has explained to staff, he's not intending to deny anybody their rights to access or use the ramp. He's just trying to move the road to get to the ramp.
Right. So. Now, as far as the location of the bulkhead, basically, they're going to cut back some of that vegetation and place it at the highest most point, but still in the wetlands area.
In this photograph here, and it might be difficult to see, but there's a PVC pipe here and one here, and these are the approximately location of the bulkhead alignment in this photograph.
Okay.
For the most part, mean high water does not reach up this high, but there were several spots along the shoreline where there was some vegetated wetlands, which extended the wetlands jurisdiction 1.5 times the tide range. And there were several spots that BIM's representatives and myself during the site visit felt that were jurisdictional, but they are at the extreme uppermost limits.
And you talked to the applicant about the mitigation as far as...
I've spoken with his agent about it, and he's familiar with it from other projects he's had to deal with this recently on.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This appears to be a relatively low-energy area, and VIMS in their assessment has concluded that a riprap revetment would be preferable to a solid concrete bulkhead in terms of its impacts. What's staff's justification for recommending approval of a concrete bulkhead over and against a riprap structure?
Truthfully, we prefer to see riprap, and I think we state that in the evaluation, but we didn't feel that because of the minor amount of impact and the fact that most of the bulkhead is outside the wetlands jurisdiction, we felt that, you know, in this particular case, that it likely was not going to be enough for us to recommend denial of it.
So it's simply a question of scale?
I think so.
Thank you.
I think normally VIMS in most cases would always prefer riprap to bulkhead, and this is just a cost-benefit analysis based on the amount of energy in that. So I think it's where we are, Mr. Robbins. Any other questions for Mr. McGinnis? Is the applicant here represented? Come forward, please. Whoever's going to testify in favor of this project. Could you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you, God?
I do.
Can you state your name and who you represent,
Richard,
please?
Pullen. I'm the property owner.
Good to have you here, Mr. Pullen.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to clear up a little bit about the road so that you guys don't have any qualms about it. The problem at the moment is that it's inaccessible. Nobody can basically use the boat ramp the way it is. The reason is that the right-of-way goes between the two lots. There's an old ancient road that does a 90-degree turn almost to go down to the boat ramp so that you can't get a vehicle with a trailer. You just can't get it down there without driving onto my lawn. And so basically the neighbors, in order to use it now, have to drive all over my lawn. The purpose of moving the right-of-way from in between the lots over to the south side of one of the lots is so that I can, the road will come down and I can actually build a turnaround place for people so they can then back their boats into the water, which is why, you know, inexperienced people, we need the wider boat ramp. Currently, the only way someone can legally use the boat ramp is to, from the road, which is 300 feet away, back their boat all the way down, turn, make an impossible turn to go down this old road, and then use the boat ramp. So what I'm trying to do is really make it accessible, because it's not right now. That's why the right-of-way is being moved. There's no dispute that I understand with my neighbors. I met with them over a week ago. Talk about they're all in favor of what I'm trying to do, because basically I'm improving their access to the boat ramp. So I don't, you know, as far as I know, this, the only concern I've heard is when the road will be built. Will it be built at the same time we put in the seawall or something, so that, you know, it all gets done at the same time? And, you know, that's up to the permitting process and contractors and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to clear that up. So nobody is losing access at all. I mean, I've talked to my lawyer about moving the right-of-way, and everybody's entitled to it. Another problem is some people have a 10-foot-wide right-of-way. Some people have a 12-foot right-of-way. Some people, it's not even clear about the right-of-way. We're talking really old deeds back in the 50s and 60s and stuff. So basically we're going to, like, fix it so that everybody's happy. That's all this is all about, for the right-of-way. Well, the reason I prefer the seawall of a riprap is, you saw one of those drawings, there is a walnut tree right on the edge, ready to fall. And basically with the seawall, we can build up the bank just a little bit more and try to save that walnut tree. And the third, the photo you're looking at now, when you see all that vegetation that sticks out there, that is a tree that is horizontal, you know, coming out of the bank. So it's not going to last that much longer. It's not that much vegetation. If I put it up, this is more like the vegetation here, but all this is really just the tree that is falling over already. And I'm trying to stop the walnut tree from doing the same thing. We had to cut one walnut tree that was rotten in the middle. There's a stump up at the top to save it from coming over. You guys are probably more familiar with this than I am, but when a tree goes over, it takes tons and tons of bank with it. So we're trying to avoid that. That's why we're doing the bulkhead instead of the riprap. And that's all I have to say. If you have any questions.
Questions of the applicant. Mr. Schick.
Would you have a problem not constructing the ramp until the road situation is secured?
Oh, it wouldn't be. I mean, I mean that's part of the contractor would be doing that too. So, whenever the road is built, that's when the ramp would be.
Mr. Fox,
the staff has recommended not approving the groins that you proposed. Is that okay with you? Or?
Well, I prefer the groins simply because I've owned the property for 3 years and I have seen a lot of erosion since I've been there. I had a lot more sand up on the hillside that's disappeared long before Ernesto. Last year, a lot of it was eaten away, and I think, you know, that I would save more of the sand if I had them. I mean, maybe you want to shorten them. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, so I mean, but I do think I'm going to lose some of the beach. And my neighbor, you can see from there where the point is. My neighbor's property goes way out beyond mine. You see that point there? That's my neighbor's property. So I don't see that the groins are going to harm his property at all. He's 30 feet maybe or 20 feet further out into the water than my property is.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having heard your explanation about the trees, I can't really see that a concrete bulkhead would offer any advantage over riprap in terms of stabilizing that shoreline. I mean, are there any other considerations?
It goes up 2 feet, you know, and we can build back from there, whereas riprap just is down here, and I can't do anything with the bank. I'm not an engineer. I have my contractor engineer here. He can explain that kind of stuff.
Well, a riprap abutment can be built up to any height, basically, but I guess the question is, are there any other justifications for using concrete versus riprap?
I'll let him. I'm not an engineer.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Would you like your engineer to testify?
Yes, I would.
Come forward, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Raise your right hand and be sworn. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You state your name. Who you represent, please?
My name is Warren Beasy. Represent work for Cement Shoreline Systems Incorporated.
Okay. Mr. Robbins had a question, I believe. Did you want to follow
The same question I asked the applicant. Is there any justification for using a concrete bulkhead versus riprap?
When you're grading a cliff, you basically have a rise and a run. If you have a vertical wall that's 2 feet up and you're doing a 2-to-1 slope behind it, you're saving 4 feet of the top of your cliff, so you don't have to grade down because you already have gained 2 feet of vertical height. That tree being right on the edge, if we were to cut back 4 feet, the tree would be gone. But by being able to have a vertical height there, we're saving the very top lip of the flat part of the property on the top. We won't have to fill in behind it. It's just a simple matter.
Any other questions? I have one. It seems to me that you're asking for groins on one hand and you're asking for a concrete bulkhead on the other. Wouldn't it make more sense if you're concerned about erosion and total erosion, wave action, everything, that if you were going to ask for the groin, you would ask also for the riprap, or is that apples and oranges?
No, we always see if you're putting a bulkhead in, you need to keep a beach in front of it for the scour problem,
sure,
aerial of the groins. Even the VMRC regulations state when you put in a bulkhead in, it's very, I guess they like seeing a groin out in front of it in high energy areas just to make sure you don't have any scour issues in the future. I have no problem shortening these a little bit. You can see they're only 20 feet out in the water at low tide. shorting the 10 feet or shorting them 10 feet or 20 feet, so they're 30 feet long or 40 feet long, they still have an effect to keep the existing beach there. And that's the whole point of the groins, is just to keep the beach that is there from washing away.
Through the years of watching projects come before this commission, I've never been a fan, an ultimate fan of groins. I don't like to use the term robbing Peter to pay Paul, but I've seen and heard of many situations where that's occurred, and that's my concern when we start putting groins in. That's my philosophy, my position.
If we shorten them to, 40 feet or 30 feet, that assures the existing, because we're putting the bulkhead in, so like you said, above me and high, up against the existing cliff. Putting the groins out there is basically just going to hopefully ensure that the existing beach is there and it's going to stay there, not necessarily to create a wider beach.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, but it's, you definitely want to, whenever you put in a bulkhead in or a line, along the existing bank, and you have a beach in front of it, you want to try to keep the beach there.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for
Commissioner?
Mr. Tankard?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
So in your estimation, the groins will stop the sand from migrating?
It'll stop the sand, the existing sand that is there from washing down. There is obviously the bank itself is all sand. It has washed away. If you look at this in the wintertime, you'll see all that vegetation is vines and pokeberries, and it's almost bare. I got a picture of it on my computer somewhere to show out in January. You just saw bare dirt. All of this vegetation right here, you can see the bare dirt here in the wintertime. That's pokeberries, and it's very fragile. But
so my follow-up question then, if the sand, you'd stop it from migrating, do you see that there would be any damage to the adjacent property owner as a result of those groins?
If we shorten them in the way they are right now, they really don't stick out that far. Because the bulkhead itself is up to 20 feet above high tide, so it's only 30 feet out. And the last section is angled down, so it doesn't really trap any sand in a low profile aspect. So it really, the way they're built, the way they're designed, they're really not going to have a huge effect at all to anybody. And if you shorten them, I'm sure the only effect they'll have is keep the existing sand there from being lost.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. We may have further. Anyone else in favor of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Come forward, ma'am. Good morning. If you raise your right hand, be sworn. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. State your name, who you represent, please.
I'm Angela Hensley Lay. I'm representing the Hensley family, who owns three lots with deeded access through Mr. Pullen's property. I just want to state first, we do not disapprove of his project. We just have a caveat that we'd like to state. We do have deeded access right through the middle of that property, which was originally designated as community property, but that wasn't in writing. We have continuously used the road and boat ramp as it is since 1968. We can use it if we back up into what is currently Mr. Pullen's property and back in, so we do have a prescriptive right there. Our concern, again, we don't disapprove his project, is what we would like to see is the road that he would like to move. We would like to see the approval of that road and ramp prior to the start of this project by the other agencies who do have to approve this. Because our fear is what's going to happen is the project starts and we lose our access. And in the meantime, for whatever reason, the road may not get approved right away or there's something slowing it. It does have to be approved by other agencies. So we would like to see the deeded access road be approved by the other agencies first before he starts his project, so we don't have a time frame where we do not have access to the river to put our boats in and out.
I'm not sure there's a direct nexus between what you're asking for and what's the jurisdiction of this commission. Just a minute, sir. I could ask counsel a question if I could, please.
That's really an upland issue. I really don't see that it's within your jurisdiction.
Well, what's going to happen is if his project starts, then it's in our current deeded access. In other words, the project that he is proposing is where our current deeded access is. We want to get our new deeded access done before this project is approved. Unfortunately, Mr. Pullen did have a nice meeting with the community, and I know he's trying to do the right thing, but unfortunately, the road has yet to be approved by any agency.
Just a second. I think I might be able to help you. Mr. Pullen, do you have something? Could you come up here? I want to remind you, sir, that you're under oath, the same oath that you would provide in circuit court. So if you're going to provide something that may be a benefit to this lady, make sure. I just want to give you that caveat.
Yeah, when I leave here today, I'm going to Caroline County to meet with the building officials. I'm also stopping by my surveyors to pick up the final survey of the proposed road. Caroline County has asked that we do the road. I have a pier that's already been approved by the Army Corps of Engineers, and also the seawall and the ramp. Do it all in one big building permit application, which I've agreed to do. So I think her fears are unfounded in that everything will be done at the same time. My contractors told me it'd take 2 to 3 weeks to do the whole project. So, I mean, the whole purpose is to, you know, the county wants it all done at the same time. I want it all done at the same time. So, I don't think it's an issue.
We agree to that, but the road has yet to be approved by anyone. I mean, I know that it's unlikely that it would be disapproved, but we just want to make sure. We don't know that an agency could disapprove the road. And that is deeded access that we do have.
That I understand. I think Mr. Pullen has done the very best at this point he can to satisfy your concerns. As our attorney, Mr. Josephson, indicated, what you're asking us to do is out of the jurisdiction of this commission. We're basically responsible for the water and in this situation, the wetlands associated. The upland issue for us to provide conditional approval based on that would be overstepping our authority as a commission.
Okay, but if the approval of this project obscures our deeded access, what then?
You would have whatever private rights versus Mr. Pulling that presently exists. I mean,
but the project is going to block that. That's what I'm saying. Once the construction starts, the road, it's not in here, in any of these pictures. The road.
The answer is
goes through and across here where the project is going to be. So once he starts this project, our deeded access is effectively stopped.
And to the extent that there's a problem, then you can go into circuit court and seek an injunction to either prevent it or remove it. But that, again, that's within the commission.
Okay, so you can't prevent that ahead of time. In other words, we would have to backtrack, and if this does become an issue, then we'd have to deal with it.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like a very organized way of doing things, but I appreciate your time.
Well,
thank
the unfortunate thing is it's organized by this book, and there's the only thing we can do is go by the book.
We're just concerned. I mean, this is going to affect our grandkids and our great-great-great-grandkids, the deeded access. We're concerned about losing our access.
I understand that, ma'am. Thank you. Anybody else in opposition to the project? The applicant has 3 minutes to rebut, 2 minutes to rebut, if you'd like to say anything before the matter is put before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I think you said it. I've done everything I can do to make my neighbors happy. I'm following the book everywhere I can follow it, getting all the approvals from the county, the Army Corps of Engineers from you. I don't know what else I can do.
Well, only I'll say, although it is out of my jurisdiction, in the spirit of good government, I hope it does work out in the manner that which it's beneficial to all.
Legally, I don't have to do anything as far as changing the road and all that. I'm spending my money. I haven't asked the neighbors for a penny. You know, it's going to be costly, but I'm trying to be a good neighbor. So that's what I'm doing.
And obviously they have concerns. It's
yes.
Anytime there's change, there's concern.
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission. Or any other questions?
I wanted to ask Vims their opinion as far as this groin matter. If it was a lower profile, if it was shorter, you know.
Well, who's going to handle that?
Should it be a parallel groin?
Come forward. Yes, sir. And you have been sworn.
I think the concerns ever having the groin.
Could you state your full name for the record, just
I'm
for
sorry,
this panel?
Todd Herbert with Virginia.
Thanks, Todd.
Go ahead. I think the concerns with having groins there to catch sand is because the vertical structure of the bulkhead is going to result in scouring, and there may be concerns with that. I just don't think the groins are justified given the sand supply in the system. They're going to result in downdrift, you know, detriment to downdrift properties.
So you think with the if they do have a bulkhead there, there won't be a scouring problem because there's not much downstream erosion?
I think the preferred alternative would be a revetment.
Right.
And I think the concern about having groins to catch sand is because the vertical surface of a concrete seawall is going to result in scouring in front of that bulkhead and secondary impacts to the wetlands in front of it.
Now, if they went with a shorter shorter groins, lower profile, would that, you know, stop any scouring?
Again, I think that the groins are not necessary. Certainly, if there was, a need to reduce impacts, then a low-level structure would be better,
mm-hmm.
More appropriate. But again, I don't feel that they're necessary in that system.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Would it be possible to prevent the scouring if Mr. Pullen wants to have the bulkhead to save his trees on top and reduce the cutback that he's got? If you were to put the bulkhead in and then put riprap in front of the bulkhead?
I think if you were to pull the bulkhead back some and then put stone in front, then that may dissipate energy and not have the concern of scouring in front, yes.
But of course, I guess if he pulls the bulkhead back, then he's pulling the top of the hill back.
But it looks
too.
Like this tree is 30 feet from the toe of the bank, so there may be some room to move the structure back. Again, mean high water is falling at the edge of that bank, so it doesn't need to be a very high structure to provide protection for the shoreline, mm-hmm. in our opinion.
So if he moved it back like 10 feet, you'd have enough room to put rock in front of it, and 20 feet might give you enough grade room to save the tree still.
I think that would be reasonable.
Ultimately, he could just go ahead and put the riprap revetment in.
That would be the preferred solution, and we wouldn't have the same concerns about scouring in front of a vertical structure like the bulkhead.
Okay. Mr. Pond, I normally don't do. Okay, there's a point of clarification. Could you come up to the podium? I want to make sure it's on the record and clear. You may want to respond, Todd.
I just didn't want you guys to be confused. The tree is at the top. In fact, you can see it right there. I think that's it. Or no, that's another tree. But the tree. This is, I think, my ideal limb right here. And it's literally right, it's about 4 feet or something from the very top of the bank, and then it just drops. I just want to make that clear.
Thank you, Mr. Pullen. Well, a number of different options have been discussed by the commission. Staff has given us a recommendation. The matter is now before the commission for discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I guess I'll speak first to the groin field. I think this is a low energy area. I think that's fairly clear. Erosion appears to be minimal. Shoreline appears to be fairly stable. I think what's being proposed in terms of hardening the shoreline is basically appropriate for a high energy area. I mean, you've got a concrete bulkhead and a groin field. That's what we might expect to see in a situation where there was a lot of erosion in a relatively high energy area. So I think VIMS has spoken effectively and staff as well to what might be a better solution and better remedy to the problem. And it seems to me the groin field certainly is not justified. It might have some what little bit of transport there is might be denied for the downstream neighbors. And the concrete bulkhead is likely to result in more scour. So I think a hardening of the shoreline with a riprap revetment is probably most consistent with the best management practices that have been outlined by VIMS. I think a riprap revetment could be used and graded to effectively to stabilize the shoreline.
Any other comments? Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Fox.
I will move that we accept the recommendations of staff to delete the groins. But in addition, I would recommend that we substitute a riprap revetment for the bulkhead. And approve the community boat ramp as proposed.
A second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. There's also a royalty to the assignment.
I would include the royalty.
Include the royalty.
And required compensation. mitigation.
As per staff recommendation.
Right. In other words, I'm endorsing staff recommendation except for the substitution of riprap
and elimination of the groins.
For the bulkhead.
Okay. And elimination of the groins.
Well, staff recommended elimination of the groins. So.
That's your second, Charlie? Yes, sir. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
No. No.
And we have one else here. 7-2 passes. Ma'am?
Schick was the
name of the man. Mr. McCluskey voted no. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Mr. and Mrs. John McGannis. For the benefit of my colleagues from the shore, we put this one off until you got here because we knew that you would be interested in it.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. McGannis, thank you for your patience in this matter. No, sir, not yet. We'll call you out.